Oh, hello.
Hey, and welcome
to the Kind of Funny Morning Show for this beautiful Friday, March 9th, 2018, a.k.a. the return.
That is the date.
Of TNA.
What up? How you guys doing?
Oh, man, it's been a long time coming, my friend. Went down to Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Got stole by Rooster Teeth. It was a one-for-one trade.
Dude, they snatched
Andy Cortez
right
for Alfredo Diaz.
No one saw that trade happening in 2017. It was a crazy draft.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what?
I think
everyone came out better for it. Yeah, for sure.
Can we talk about why you're here?
So I'm here to revisit you guys, but also to revisit our origin story, IGN.
Oh, yes.
So, I'm going to be stopping by the IGN office a little bit later today. I'm going to be make a guest appearance on their show, Hot Keys. Yeah, produced by CJ Gibson, hosted by James Duggan.
Okay.
And it's just like they bring in experts to talk about PC games, you know?
CJ Gibson, you probably don't know him because he's on Fire Team Chat.
Yeah,
if you're a Destiny fan, you might know him. One of the first people that really believed in these two knuckleheads.
He
right
did.
Here.
He
at
did.
At our second E3, our first E3 with IGN, we had the opportunity to interview Freddie Wong, and nobody else gave a fuck.
No, nope,
we
did.
We're like, we have to make this
we
happen.
We freaked out.
And we turned it into the most elaborate thing ever, where it's like even for the biggest game reveals and shit, it was just like a one camera shoot. We had like a 10 camera shoot.
Yeah, we went all the angles
them.
And everything.
God, it was
do
it
you
was
do you remember
ridiculous.
Our first E3? You were interning?
No, first E3 was when we...
No, not I'm talking about first one with IGN.
Yeah, yes, you were, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, you were...
I was still an intern.
You were still an intern, and I paid my way to go
You
volunteer.
Paid your way to work.
I paid my way to work.
Hashtag
IGN. I mean, paying your dues.
It is paying the dues, and now look where we're at. Now we're at a point where IGN is flying you out here to hang out with us. It's my favorite thing in the entire world.
It's going
to
be really cool. I haven't stepped into the IGN office in like 3 years, so it's going to be really cool going
Yeah,
back.
I guess I haven't been there for a while either.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's been a hot minute.
It's a different place.
I'm excited.
There's a lot of new people.
I feel
cool
like...
Cool people. A lot of cool new people.
I'm getting that... It's that feeling of like going back to school again, but not having to just... Going back to school to just visit, so I don't have to like do any homework or anything like that.
Yeah,
you know what
get
I mean?
To do the fun stuff.
Like I don't have to do any like off-camera footage shoots or anything.
Yeah,
like. Just
no,
going
no.
in to hang out and play games. And
oh man, that is
stuff.
Awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny Morning Show. Each and every weekday right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We come at you with all of the nerdy news that you need to know about. If that sounds good to you, you can get it live on Twitch, or you can get the VOD when it goes up on youtube.com/kindoffunny every day around 2 p.m. or on podcast services around the globe, including Spotify. No matter how you want to consume our content, we appreciate it, and thank you very much for that.
Bless.
Hashtag bless. Let's go. If you have Twitch Prime, if you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime.
That means you have Twitch Prime. That means you got that.
Every 30 days.
Free sub.
You can sub to us, or you can sub to at Alfredo Plays. Is that what it is?
Twitch.tv/AlfredoPlays.
Get on that shit.
Been playing a lot of PUBG and Siege lately.
Mm-hmm.
I randomly made it to, I've been playing a lot of PUBG, but then I just like decided to randomly check the leaderboard. But last season I made it to top 100 in the US on PUBG.
Top 100?
Yeah. I was like casually streaming at night, hanging out, and then I saw that and I was like, pressure's on.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was fun.
I'm top 100.
Now I'm playing Siege.
That's probably not even right.
Sweaty.
I've got one kill in my PUBG career.
Hey.
It was glorious, though.
That's your foot in the door.
One kill, but you know how I play games.
Oh, I know.
I'm sneaking around.
We had the Let's Play PUBG match.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Achievement Hunter. Well, it was all the Let's Play.
It was all the Let's Play family. Yeah, it was all the Let's Play family there in the network. And then it was Achievement Hunter. No, I was not an Achievement Hunter at that time.
Oh, you're right.
I wasn't.
Yeah, it was pre-Achievement Hunter.
I wasn't.
You were just...
I don't know who
you were a
that.
Ringer.
No, it was Trevor. So Trevor Collins, my boy, over at Achievement Hunter, he fucked up by putting me and Noah J on the same team.
Yeah.
And
you guys
was,
got put in the solo streamer category, so you wrecked everyone's fucking day.
So it was like me, Lannon, Noah, and then we were against like everybody. And it was like hunting season.
Cario Dude says it's like watching two Tims.
Yeah.
You're welcome, bitches.
What is it? It's like... Been 12 years. We first became
it was
friends.
The brisk fall of 2003. So it's
shit.
Yeah, man. We're getting old as fuck. You missed our 10-year reunion.
That looked it was like, awesome. It sounded like it would have been fun.
It was a great time, man. It was so much fun. A random nostalgia thing as well. We just released the party mode publicly on YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames of Halo 1 Combat Evolved.
Oh.
We did a little free-for-all Slayer, hang 'em high. It was
those
great.
Are good times.
And then we recorded another party mode that's going to be coming out soon. That is 2v2 Capture the Flag Blood Gulch. It was me and Nick versus Andy and Greg.
Ooh.
I'm not going to tell you how it ends. Do the math. You can understand.
Remember just Kern's birthdays or my birthdays where we would just link up like four Xboxes, just do 16-player Halo? Town, man.
That's the coolest thing is seeing all the comments on the Halo video. It's really resonating with people where they're like, oh my God, this is bringing me back.
Actually
like,
going to a friend's house and having a bunch of people there
and sit there and play. Games.
Yeah.
Oh man,
that was a good time.
There is nothing
dude,
more
party mode's
now, you know
awesome.
What's, thank you.
I've been watching that shit. I'm like,
that's
this,
Andy
is good,
Cortez
this is good content. Andy, you killing it, baby. Keep doing your thing. I see you over there with your little crank desk. Crank it up and then crank it back down. It's weird, but you know, it's all good.
It is all good. Speaking of how much fun we all have getting together and playing video games, we have a cool announcement
yes.
to make. We are going to do Let's Play Spring Break.
Spring Break, yeah.
So Achievement Hunter, Kinda Funny, Couch Op, Game Attack.
The whole Funhouse.
The fun house,
whole Let's
everybody.
Play Family Network. We're all getting together.
We're going to a beach house in San Diego. So it's going to be... I want to give the deets on this so everybody knows.
Spill
we're going to be doing
deets.
A stream from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
That stream is with all of the...
It's the last...
It's
on Friday, March 30th.
Yep.
And yeah, the stream will be everybody
it's
playing
everybody.
Games together.
Everyone's having
a lot of Mario Kart.
And everyone's going to be like...
Sugar Pine will be there.
Jumping in each other's content, getting each other's buttholes, like popping.
It's going to be good, man.
Popping, you know?
With the cute boys are popping. And
yeah, you know?
It's going to be great.
I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And that's exciting. I'm excited to go hang out.
Dude, I get to just see you guys
again.
I love it.
So that's fantastic. And then
so you guys have a lot of LaCroix.
We do have a lot of LaCroix.
I drank one of these back at RT, and it was disgusting. But Tim says I need to try the passion fruit one.
Well, passion fruit is my current favorite. And again, I'm not saying it tastes good. It does kind of taste like battery acid.
Then why do you do it?
Because, like, bro.
Okay, this is terrible, but this is still atrocious, but it's tolerable.
Yeah, see? And that's the key. If you start, how much soda do you drink?
Not much.
Okay, so then you're fine. You don't need
I got
it.
Like one of those little Camelback water bottles, the ones you like bite and then it opens and you suck the water, so it's like sucking on a nipple.
Uh-huh.
I'm just sitting there just like play my video games.
Some things never change, ladies and gentlemen. Alfredo Diaz is one of those things. This episode of Kinda Funny Morning Show is brought to you by kindoffunny.com/store. You can buy all of our beautiful shirts there.
That hot merch.
How do you feel about that LaCroix shirt? Have we gone too far? The answer is no,
I mean,
ladies and gentlemen.
I don't like... I haven't jumped on this hype train, but I respect what you're doing there.
It's the takeover,
like,
man.
It's clean.
We don't do anything
it's,
halfway.
It's
we go hard.
Clean.
Now, if you wanted to, you could get this shirt, too. You just go
oh, yeah,
to the
dude,
Achievement thing.
Sweet
it's a dope shirt, but,
like,
I mean, really,
you
should get our merch.
Account, you know what I mean? It's a, yeah.
What a surprise!
God damn it.
Oh,
here
shit.
We go.
Rooster Teeth comes by with their spindly little tentacles, and immediately you sell out. You said nothing would change and it all changed. Tim Money Grubb and Gettys. You all forgot about Bobby the Easter Money. I don't know how many times I gotta talk about this guy.
This is the final day I'll do this. It'll just be fine.
Bobby the Easter, 22 years, Alfredo. My butcher Bobby has been dressing up as the Easter Money. Going to the Family House, a children's cancer charity in San Francisco.
I
brightening
that.
These sick kids' days.
This is a little basket of eggs.
Exactly, and chocolates and goodies, I assume. I don't know what he brings. We're raising money for him. Go to FamilyHouseInc.org. FamilyHouseInc.org. You can donate there. Say you're kind of funny. You're here for Bobby Easter Money. 22 years my butcher's been doing this.
Just hop your way over.
Apparently we're almost at $1,000, which I think they're fudging the numbers because I feel like we should have been way over that by now. And also I think if somebody, remember, okay, so here's what happened last time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you remember when Jessica Negri was on this show,
mm-hmm.
we said if somebody donates $500 and screen caps it for me, and I know what the screen caps look like, don't fudge it, that she would bongo Kevin.
Yes.
That happened and it did.
I saw.
And it was glorious.
Some bongo.
I am extending the Kevin deadline today. If someone during this show donates $300, Kevin Wobongo, Andy Cortez on this
table. My God.
That's something they laid out yesterday.
That's some sick shit.
Sweet candy,
so
Andy.
So everybody tweet at me your screen cap of you donating $300 to FamilyHouseInc.org. I'm kind of funny. I'm here for Bobby the Easter Bunny.
My dude Zyger in the chat. He put the link in the chat.
Boy,
so go,
oh boy,
go support
action.
That bunny. Make some stuff happen. Someone in the chat, I missed it, but they're like, when Greg came in, Tim and Alfredo looked like they were like boys at school in trouble.
He came in, he started talking about an Easter bunny. My experience, I have a photo back at G-Ma, grandma, I call her G-Ma.
R.I.P. No, wait, not R.I.P. I meant shout out.
R.I.P.
She's alive as fuck.
Holy shit.
I was thinking
about it. I talked to her last week, Tim. She passed away, not tell me, but she told you.
Damn it.
Oh my God. Love her giving me a heart attack thinking my grandma just died.
Shit.
Okay. We're good. I'm going to call her after this. Send her some love. Jesus Christ. She has a picture of me crying, sitting on the lap of the Easter Bunny. So.
And all of that makes sense. Yeah. Absolutely. What else we got here? Some housekeeping. MCU in review rolls on. Next week's episode will be Guardians of the Galaxy. So the homework for this weekend is to watch Guardians of the Galaxy, and then Tuesday at 9 a.m. You'll be able
Black
to get
Panther
that
came
stuff.
Out.
Wakanda forever. I can't do that, can I?
I mean,
it's more of like a support
honestly,
thing.
Get on the boat. Get on the hype train. Bring it.
Officially invited. Hell yeah. I've been waiting for that. We are less than 1,000 subs away from 230K on YouTube.com/kindoffunny.
Damn.
I mean, less than 500 now. Appreciate that. You guys are doing God's work.
Damn.
And then the other big thing is yesterday there was an amazing Nintendo Direct.
Yeah.
That if you guys have not seen, you should definitely go over to YouTube.com/kindoffunny Kind of Funny Games to watch our live reactions. But I wanted to just show the part that mattered right now, which is when Smash Brothers was announced and we lost our mind.
I am a Nintendo gamer now, Tim. Uh-huh. I own a Switch, and I own a handful of Switch's games.
Mm-hmm.
So I do the thing. So when I saw the Nintendo Direct, I was like, cool, I got a console. I'll listen. I'll see what's up. Then I saw there was Smash. And I was like, ooh.
It's on, motherfucker.
I'm ready to find the most annoying character and spam.
Check
everything.
It out.
Never come back.
You bet.
It's the moment, man.
That's all for today's Nintendo Direct.
What?
But wait.
Oh, damn it. I'm blocking me. That's not good.
Please take
you
a
wake up on a Sunday.
Meh. Is there any solution? Cool Greg on the boy. Like, we're doing some shit we ain't never seen before.
What's going on here? He's switching between scenes.
Yeah, try that. It's better than nothing. Go for it.
Boss.
Oh. Have you seen this yet?
I did. First, I was like, a sequel to Splatoon. Ashley Jenkins has been trying to get me to play Splatoon.
Yeah.
He's like, you like shooters? This is a shooter for Nintendo. You like it?
I love Andy. Andy gets so excited. You can see him kind of perk up like a little prairie dog. So right here is the moment.
Oh man.
This was really hype.
Goose pimples.
Oh my God. Oh, that looks.
All right, now stop this. Pause
this. Nutty.
Now, the only reason I wanted to show that is because we were over here on the West Coast. Little did I know that my people over on the East Coast at the Nintendo World Store, I need to go over there. These are my people.
Oh, I tried to watch this video on the airport.
Play it.
Oh, they're probably over there nutting over like a possible Splatoon 2.
No, dude, they think it's Smash.
Oh my God, it's Smash! They're like, nah. No way.
The camera eventually turns and it's so good.
Shit! Yes! I love
Let's
this!
Let's go!
Oh my god, that's amazing. Also, who pissed Mario off? I want to know.
Dude, these Splatoon motherfuckers coming in here trying to like take
he
all
looks
the...
looks mad.
All that shine. Dude, and that just so you know, the Splatoon about, 2 like, is already out.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Splatoon 2 is on Switch. Splatoon 1 was on Wii U.
Oh, got it.
He, Alfredo's new to the
I'm
Nintendo
new.
Ecosystem.
I'm new to Nintendo.
Welcome. You're welcome onto my boat now.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, I'll jump on it.
It's great. Let's get to the news. Actually, wait. Greg Miller. Do you need to make a phone call? Greg told me he wanted to make a phone call before we get to the news.
Yeah, something going on. Dude, that video reminds me of like, remember like the Street Fighter with Daigo?
Oh my god, yeah, man.
That was hype.
Moment 47?
Get him on the line.
You.
Cisco, it's Greg Miller on the Kinda Funny Morning Show. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Now, what happened to everybody watching at home is that I woke up today to panicked text messages from the dragon, Cisco. As you know, after Kinda Funny Games Daily Day at 2 p.m., twitch.tv/KindaFunnyGames, we're doing a Monster Hunter stream. Me, Cisco, Kevin, we might have just recruited Andrew Renee. Jury's still out. Cisco, what happened to you this morning?
After seeing you guys play the other night with Creed, your lovely wife, Kevin Coelho, and I heard him crying in the corner because he was getting chased by some monster.
He wasn't that good. He wasn't
so
that
I decided,
good.
I decided, I know we're supposed to play this Friday, so let me go ahead and brush up. So every night, I'm doing the best I can to level up my character, right?
Putting in the work.
Yeah, so I'm basically taking my PlayStation from downstairs, upstairs, back and forth, what have you. I take it downstairs, I go to plug it up, I kick the plug out, and all of a sudden something crazy happens with my PlayStation. I turn it back on and it's got like some crazy message. So I go to tech support, go through all the rigmarole. As it turns out, I need to go get some external hard drive or something, and I'm like, hey man, I never even had an external hard drive for my PlayStation. Why do I need an external hard drive? Apparently I have to wipe my system and start over, but they were like, don't worry about it, we see that you're a PSN member, so don't worry about it, all of your save files will be just fine. So I'm like, okay, cool, boom, download everything, hook everything back up, and when you know it, I have all of my trophies, all of my progression, but none of my progression, if that makes any sense.
Your save file is gone. Files. You can see your trophy progression. It shows that you did do this, but it's all gone.
I sent you a picture of it.
Yeah.
You can see the trophy progression as, I did like 22% of the game.
Yeah.
But now, I had to like basically start over from scratch. So I'm like on Pookie right now.
Don't worry, Kevin, Andrea, and me are coming this afternoon. We're gonna power level you. And Kevin brought up Kevin brought up the good point. He said I should maybe sign on now and get you in the Kinda Funny squad. And then we have this guy Steven, who just all he does is play, and he could probably power level you back to where you were before you get to us.
Let's do it.
All right, cool.
I'm here playing all day until we play later.
All right, I'm gonna go turn on my PlayStation 4 in the other room, get you in the squad, and we'll fix it up from there.
That's what's up.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
God damn.
I'd also like to give a big shout out to Tim Geddes. Now, we all know that Tim doesn't like being touched. One of Gia Harris's biggest problems with him is that he just does not being touched. She's a cuddle bug, as they say.
Yeah. She's a cuddle bug.
And Greg Miller, of course, a big cuddle bug. Everybody knows that about Greg Miller. This isn't like how you usually like things. But you're just struggling through it.
Look, my forehead is shiny from the sweat. That's how hot I am.
What's interesting is you look at a photo like this right now on Twitch. Cool, Greg, give me the one. You look at a photo like this and you're like, man, I wonder how Nick could get shingles. And how could that spread around a group of adult men?
I don't know.
I don't want to be getting too close to you guys. I don't want to be getting too close.
Woo!
I got lightheaded there.
I used to fuck with Tim. I used to just take my fingers and run it along the.
I hate back that shit. Spine. Look at these fingers.
I just run
you got some ET ass fingers, dude.
I used to run along the back and you get so freaked out.
I don't like it, man. It would give me the bad chills, not the good chills. Like the Smash trailer, good chills. Alfredo's ET fingers, bad chills. And then fucking Kevin in there just laughing. Oh man, everyone just likes fucking with me. It's some bullshit. First news story of the
day.
Make
it easy.
This comes from IGN.com. Wonder Woman 2, Kristen Wiig confirmed as villain, Cheetah.
Oh.
Director Patty Jenkins has confirmed Kristen Wiig will play the villain Cheetah in Wonder Woman 2. Jenkins wrote on Twitter, so incredibly lucky to welcome the sensationally talented Kristen Wiig to our Wonder Woman family. I can't wait to finally work with one of my favorites and so excited about what we have planned. Hashtag Cheetah. It's kind of interesting. I feel she's like, my gut reaction is this is a weird pick.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, you know what? I like her a lot. This could work.
I mean, whenever she makes an appearance in movies, I'm always like, oh, cool. It's a nice warm welcome. She puts a smile on my face.
And when she's in movies that are bad, she's not the reason those movies are bad. Hashtag Ghostbusters 2016.
No. I wasn't too big of a fan of, was it Ares? The first villain?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wasn't too big
no one was.
Of Ares. So, I mean, I'm down. And after Heath Ledger, I give anyone a shot. Like, I never thought he'd make a great Joker. You know, man. At this point, I'm like, all right, anyone could prove me wrong.
Yeah, totally. So. Kev, can you scroll down a bit? So for people that don't know, that is Cheetah. I can see it. Kristen Wiig. All right. Why not?
I can't recall seeing, like, watching any movies that Kristen, seeing her, like, as a villain role anywhere. It's always been kind of like a support for like, upbeat role.
I'm in, man. I like her a lot. Kev, let's go to the next story. Let's skip over one more. Yeah, let's do that one. That looks good. Disneyland's Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is starting to take shape. This GIF is so awesome.
Oh, what is this?
So it's the new Star Wars land coming to Disneyland. And like that's the concept art they put out a couple years ago. And you can really see it. It's like, oh my God, they're doing it. It's massive.
Oh.
So that's super cool. Let me pull up the article to read some details.
Did they give any details about attractions that are going to be there?
There's been a lot of conversation about things that will be there. Like the Millennium Falcon will be parked. And oh, wow, this is really cool.
Oh.
Disney Parks released drone footage showing the 14-acre Galaxy's Edge in progress and looks even better than the concept photos. Sure, it's nothing but scaffolding and framed rock formations, but just look at all the stuff that's going to be there. As of now, there are only two new rides in development. There's the Millennium Falcon ride, where players are ranked on how well they perform their mission. If you bang up the ship, expect trouble at the cantina. There's also one in the works where guests are inside a Star Destroyer hangar bay during a major battle between the First Order and Resistance, though there isn't a lot of information available on that one yet. However, much like the Wizarding World of Harry Potter at Universal Studios, it's just as much about the atmosphere as the rides, and this one's looking totally immersive, taking place on the new planet of Batuu. Plus, they're going to have blue milk. It will debut sometime in 2019. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in.
So I get to like...
Hopefully straight. There's some green ones so you can just straight... Right, Kev? How you feel about that, Kev?
Not great.
Just nice and steady.
And then over here on IO9, Ready Player One gets a new spot, and they're saying that it finally makes it feel like a real movie, and it's not just like references left and right. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I want to check this out. Can you scroll down, Kev?
Give me it?
Yeah.
Didn't we have some trouble recently with Disney?
It's not Disney. It's Warner Brothers.
Oh.
I think we're okay with them, right? We've done Ready Player One, and it's been okay.
I think. Let's see.
Let's give it a shot.
This is the Oasis. A whole virtual universe. You can do anything.
We can dance if we want to.
Go anywhere.
We can go where we want to.
Be anyone. Tall, beautiful, scary, a different sex, different species. You can climb Mount Everest with Batman.
Cool.
Wow, so much slower here.
We forget what it's like to be outside.
This is where we meet each other. It's where we make friends.
What up, Z?
The Oasis. It's all about connecting with the world.
Okay, here. Clark Kent.
I'm not wearing it.
Ready Player One. Rated PG-13. Experience it in IMAX. March 29th.
I mean, that's still faux.
It's still faux. I just lost it. I feel like you gave it a bit more context. I don't know, man. I'm slowly coming around on this movie.
I'm gonna watch it.
Me too.
Is it gonna be good? Is it gonna be bad? I don't know.
I'm calling it right now. It's gonna be a 6. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's gonna be one of those like good like. It wasn't that great, but you know, I enjoyed watching it at least once. I got my time at the Alamo Draft House. I ate some good food, relaxed.
The Steve Nyack says it does at least look like a movie now. That's true.
Yeah.
And Macatomini says it's gonna be a good music video at least. And I think that's the right way to look at it. Like, think of it as just like a lot of flash.
Yeah.
And just cool shit happening.
Like, oh shit that. Oh shit this. And then jamming out to good songs.
Yeah.
All right. I'm down for it.
I'm going to read some of the tips if you tip at the $5 above level.
Oh, just great. The tip.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, this is awkward.
What? Dude, who?
Damn it.
Are you kidding me? You're here?
You wore the eSports jersey?
It's crazy, dude. While you're here, can you just... Hold on.
Me too.
Oh, my God.
Do you guys have security for stuff like this?
I fucking wish, man. I don't know. It's kind of insulting that he keeps trying to like get jobs at different places.
Just whatever you want if you want.
Told.
I'm shaking right now.
Oh my.
I'm shaking.
Yeah, sign it.
Can I get a video for my friend?
Give him a heart or something.
Can you record a video for my friend real quick?
Sure.
Just give him a shout out.
Okay. What's his name?
Andrew Carter.
Andrew Carter.
Alfredo Diaz.
Yo,
here.
Hey, what up, Andrew Carter? Just wanted to say hi and hello. I'm here with the boy.
Yeah, man. Strangerhood, dude. Slow-mo guys. Slow-mo guys. Thanks, man.
Fucking Strangerhood.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it, man.
Oh.
Shaking.
All right, Andy.
I'm shaking.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andy Cortez. The man, the myth, the legend.
I can't believe he fucking brought the jersey.
He's such a gem, that boy. A fucking gem, you know?
God damn it. Andy Cortez
is the only person in this building that can make Cool Greg laugh. And he does it all the time.
I tipped him 13 cents on his stream last night.
You tipped Andy?
I see Andy. He's out there on that stream hustle.
Yeah, he's been streaming. Andy, what's your Twitch?
Andy Cortez.
Twitch.tv/AndyCortez. Follow the homie. Support the homie. Doing good work. All right, now time for them tippy tops.
Yes.
Jacob Solo says, late birthday tax from yesterday. I just want to say I love you guys. All of you are very inspiring to me. I'm very proud to have the smiley tattooed on me. Have a great day. Dedication.
Damn, he's
friend.
Branded.
He's branded.
He's in the system. Done. The kind of funny system.
Taglet02 cheered 500. Cheers. I don't know.
500 bits.
Says, Tim, Crash and Smash and Amiibo. Super hyped because Crash is on Switch the day after my birthday. Also sad because this might be my last time watching live. As living in Arizona doesn't change the time for daylight savings. Angry face. Much love. I'm sorry you will not be able to join us live, but you chose a good show to go out on.
Past broadcasts and stuff.
If Crash is in Smash, I just won't be. Like, that would be. Like, I'd have to say goodbye to Gia. I might die that day.
I would just pop.
That
would do you in?
My God. And an Amiibo, if there was a Crash Amiibo to go with it, it's too much, man. It's too much.
Mm.
Throw7, our dude, says, hey, Fredo, you might not know me, but I just wanted to say I'm the world's biggest Fredo fan. On a side note, 1v1 me if you dare. Siege or bedroom 1v1 are acceptable. What's a bedroom 1v1?
It's just some you nasty bedroom fuckers. 1v1 with Throw. Occasionally, every once in a while, he'll challenge me to 1v1 in Rainbow Six on the Xbox. I haven't played Xbox in years. So it's watching two dudes fight each other within 5 feet of each other and missing many a bullets.
Mm-hmm.
But it always ends up being a good time.
There's nothing wrong with little bedroom 1v1 fun, you know?
Little tug and whistle.
I meant to ask you.
Joey yes. Noel coming
What's
in
up,
hot.
Joey?
Today, I liked it. It's just been like a
rotating cast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How excited are you? Captain Toad, treasure tracker.
Oh, mother.
No jumping, dude.
So. When I was full-time streaming, all they wanted to do, Joey's a part of this bandwagon, all they wanted me to, I was over here playing like super competitive games and like, what about that Captain Toad treasure tracker,
Captain
dog?
Captain Toad, dude, Wahoo.
What about, that's the real struggle right there. I played it. It was easy. Then they threw the two toads at me that I had to control at the same time. That was fucked up. That was difficult. That was a challenge. And then I thought I got past that. Then there's the announcement of Captain Toad Treasure Tracker 2. And so everyone's coming out the woodworks.
Well, it's the same game, just with some new stuff. Yeah. So it's a port. But
oh, it's a port.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Oh, see, I don't have to play it.
You play the new.
I don't have to play it. This is a port.
But it's the new level.
But we've got the other levels before. they're gonna hound me until I do it.
Das Tudrian says, love you guys. Always have a blast tuning in when I can. Thank you for that. We appreciate you. And Awkward B says, just wanted to say you guys make my work go by so much faster. Keep doing what you do. Damn. We will. That's the plan. So hopefully. Thank you.
Maybe.
Thank you. Keep your job going. Keep doing that. That's good. What do I want to do now?
Everything.
It's 11:31. Let's see.
Damn, it's 11:30 already?
Yeah, man.
Where's the day
going? Time flies. I don't know. It's so sad because then you need to leave us. We don't even get to have lunch together.
No, we get dinner, though.
Then we get some dinner. Yeah, that's
what it seems like. We're assembling the crew for dinner.
Above Perfection says, real question is, when is Alfredo going to play Fishing Planet?
Of course.
Give the chat what they want.
Another game that they want me to play, Fishing Planet. It's like a fucking fishing RPG or some shit. I don't know. I never fished before. You know, that's a white guy thing. You don't even see my, you're not gonna see my ethnic ass over here.
Andy Cortez.
Andy fishes.
Andy.
Does Andy fish?
He does weird shit. He's like weirdly into golf.
What's up?
You fish?
You fish?
No.
Okay. See. Okay. There we go. Okay.
My dad loves fishing.
His dad loves fishing.
His dad
see?
Loves fishing.
The Cortez family, man.
I don't do it. I'm just like, nah, man. Let's yeah. go golfing, dog.
Yeah. See? There you go. With the fucking
mini
golfing,
golf or
man.
Like actual golf?
Actual golf.
Golf. Oh, okay.
Love golf, yeah. Fell in love with it in college. Almost went pro, but pro gaming called me, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Pro gaming called me. So did the NBA.
FaZe needed you.
A lot of phone calls.
Offers everywhere, man.
Dude, man.
I have four phones, so.
Jeez. So now I want to do a little talking to the chat. If you have any questions for Fredo, please. Cue them up and let's get into that. What I want to know, Alfredo, is how have things been? How much has your life changed? Like, you essentially your entire life lived here in San Francisco, grew up with us, with Cool Greg over there.
Thought I'd be here.
There was
my
like a year
life.
That you lived in my house.
Yeah,
it was fantastic. And then all of a sudden you just up and left to Austin, Texas.
I did. I thought I was gonna be in California my entire life. Rooster Teeth is the only company I would have moved for. I remember you gave me that phone call. You were like, hey. I was full-time streaming at the time. Tim called me. He was like, how do you feel about Austin? I was like, Tim, what are you trying to say right now? And in my head, I was thinking, maybe I'm going to go do the no or something like that. Because that's more, you know, my background, IGN and everything.
Yeah, gaming journalist. Number two gaming journalist, Alfredo Diaz. Number one's obviously Andy.
Yeah. But I was like, all right, well, maybe it's that. And then you said Achievement Hunter. I was like, whoa, okay. It sounds... Because I, you know, back in the day watching GTA Let's Plays and everything like that. So I'm just like, this sounds like fun. Yeah, man, it's been a wild ride.
Because you went down there and you were supposed to just be the Twitch stream, like, coordinator, essentially.
Yeah, so, like, run their live streams, edit those streams, but then also do some, like, on-camera stuff.
Mm-hmm. And that quickly just turned into you just being one of the guys.
Yeah.
Like, you're on the holiday card. And
I remember texting you that. I was like, Tim, I'm on the fucking holiday card. Like, what? It's a blessing. And it's just, like, I'm so fortunate to be hanging out with such awesome people who I can call my family. And it's weird just being, I'm like, this is like, a legacy right here, being a part of it. It's pretty cool. And,
Medro says, Tim probably won't read this, but Alfredo, what's something you could say right now that would embarrass Tim? No, let's not go there, actually, because I know where you're going to go, and we shouldn't talk about that.
Okay.
That's too far. I shouldn't have read it. My bad. We're going to skip now. Monk X says, could you ask Fredo to dance for us? We like his dancing.
Dance?
Also, will he ever go back to his hula dancing days?
No, I put that down. Put that little skirt down. You know what I mean? The rotation of the hips is still there.
Oh, stand up. Hold on. You got to show the give the people what they want.
Dude, I haven't. So you do the whole.
Hold on. Let's.
Where am I going? Am I going right? I can go right here.
Yeah.
So I remember in hula, they used to, you know, you have to bend your knees a little bit and then you do the, right? Then counterclockwise and then figure eights.
Oh, it bothers me. See, that gives me the bad chills too.
See? You just gotta let it fly.
Oh, man.
You gotta let it fly.
The conductor 23, Alex Aziz, who if you don't know, you should get to know. He lives down. Okay, cool.
Believe so.
Great, yeah, he lives down in Austin.
The conductor.
Yeah, the conductor. Yeah. Family, unless you're playing Destiny, in which case your coworkers. There's an infamous Let's Play, one of Alfredo's like first real ones in the group, where you guys did the raid in Destiny 2.
The Destiny
and shit got too real.
Raid
and they hated each other.
Achievement Hunter. That was an experience. Yeah, no, we went through the whole raid, which is already stressful for an organized team. So imagine a bunch of baboons running around trying to do it. And anyways, we got to the final boss, and everyone was yelling at each other. I didn't do nothing. And then Ryan started yelling at me, started poking. And then in my head went, I could get fired for this, but I don't give a fuck. And I just like got up, I started yelling. I was like, ooh, ah! I was scared. It was a little scary. I got really loud. I got really into it. But it was a great moment. I thank Ryan because that's what really broke me out of my shell.
Yeah.
But that was like,
I'm trying to find the video.
That is probably the animation. Yeah,
that's the good one. You know what? It's a little long. Look up AH Animated The Salt Raid.
Yeah.
To see the animated version of the story.
It gets
on
really,
YouTube.
It gets really.
Shit gets real. Alfredo fucking loses his shit.
It was only a matter of time.
Let's see. Joey Noel says it's in his soul.
What's in my soul?
Hula.
Yeah.
Well. Hey, Tim, did you see this cat found in your car this morning? Or your old car?
Wait, what?
What the fuck? Wait, why is there just a cat?
I like how the cat's like, oh shit, you found me.
Oh shit. Wait, this is.
Did you name him yet?
Nah, I just had to cut it. My Uber came.
Damn.
That is so funny. What would it take? You're coming to Kind of Funny Prom, right?
Yes.
What would it take for you to do a hula performance at Kind of Funny Prom?
Dude, great. I mean, like, I'd have to get...
What I'd want from you.
I'd have to get the uniform together.
Yeah, you would.
Which is just like cloth in the front, cloth in the back.
And
it's been like, so long.
What I want you to do is to hula to Moana.
To Moana,
mm-hmm.
I'd have to learn a whole routine.
You got to make it up, dude. You got to just, I mean, all the people watch that figure eight.
I mean, I can get jiggy with it.
Will this happen?
Damn.
We'll have to see. I'm going to try to convince him
off
camera.
I thought my days of being butt-ass naked on the stage were far behind me.
No, dude, never.
What'd you think of the Christopher Robin trailer?
That I didn't see yet.
Christopher Robin trailer, hotness.
Is it?
Winnie the Pooh in real life.
You know about it yet?
No.
I was going to, but I was like, I'm not ready for this.
the other Reeve says he's like the male Shakira.
I'll take it.
Yeah,
Shakira,
dude.
She moves them hips. She is tiny.
She is so tiny.
She's so tiny.
She's Gia-sized. I didn't realize that. There's a lot of videos. Any video with her and Beyonce together is like magic.
Beyonce. my queen.
Let's see. Lucifer's Load says, Tim, what's the haircut plan? Looks like it's time for another one soon. I'm gonna try to maybe for the Let's Play thing will be when I'm gonna do it, because I don't really have anything I gotta look good for.
Even like across country, we're still in sync. We're still drifting. It's like Pacific Rim. I'm doing a haircut too.
My favorite thing that happened before the show was Alfredo was like, oh, you have some like white shit in your hair. And he got it out and he's like, oh, fuck, I thought it was like lint, but it's like sticky shit.
Yeah.
Which sounds really nasty when I say it like that. But
it wasn't jizz.
But then I was like, oh, it's because my product, like I accidentally left the top off.
Yep.
So like the top has
dried right up. So,
and he like finishes by saying, oh yeah, like the stuff at the top.
It gets crusty and you know it is, it's in chunks. Yeah,
no,
I'm thinking of doing the whole shave the sides and then leave
all
this
the way?
Yeah, leave this long and just comb it back.
I did it once and I looked like Phil and Lil.
Yeah.
But I think you can pull it off.
Maybe.
Yeah. You and Trevor need to do something to look different.
That's my boy.
Drewski2K says, I've always suspected Alfredo was the one behind the poop bags on Tim's car. It was not Alfredo.
No. I don't poop like that.
It's dog poop, but...
Yeah, I don't poop like a dog.
It's true.
Come on.
Silo I says, the new Logic album today is sick. I haven't listened to it yet. Bobby Tarantino 2. I'm very excited for it.
I've seen the artwork for it. It looks dope.
It looks sick.
It's not number one.
Smokin' Dave says, you guys hype for the new Andre Nicotina album? Cool, Greg?
I got a concert of his later this month. I'm gonna ask him.
Cool. You're gonna ask him?
You ask, ask him about it?
Yeah, I'm convincing you. I'm not right now.
Oh, okay. So you're gonna go up to him and be like, convince me. Sell me on this. Give me your elevator pitch.
Yeah.
I respect that.
King Franchise 88 says.
I elevator pitch once and I really feel it. I was like, it was great. I was like, natural born rebel, tag team champion.
Like, I'm a G, you know what I'm saying? Feel me?
King Francis says, Tim, please convince Fredo to bring back the buzz cut. Remember those days?
The missus won't let me. Jackie won't let me.
She's like, nah.
She's like, she's like, if I saw you like that back then with the remember we had the earrings too?
Yeah.
Because that's what all the ladies liked back then.
They did, dude. They
over here in SF.
The
they like the buzz
fake
cut
earrings.
With the fakey earrings. She won't allow it. I respect that.
You see Rudio's comment?
No, what was it?
Free boot gang. They arrested him this morning, man. Weapons and drug charges.
So, Alfredo, expectations for the Division 2?
At the very top of the thing, I put a Twitter link.
I'm excited. Like, what the Division is an exciting concept. And they finally got it right years later. Years way too late. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's potential there.
The most iconic picture on the internet of all time. Is that one when me and Alfredo ran into Kanye West in New York. And dude, just look at us. Look at us with our stupid ass earrings.
Tim Alfredo and you know me, Yeezy.
And I'm wearing a shirt that is so Tim Getty's.
Hanging out.
Fucking 2000.
Don't wear purple.
Or 2009. That's what I was purple. You're wearing a purple Power Ranger shirt.
It is Power Ranger.
I'm wearing a shirt with a naked woman like this with Mickey Mouse holding her
tits.
Boobs.
I remember
which
that.
Which is so inappropriate. Like, so not 2018 appropriate.
Yeah.
But hey, man, things change. And Kanye,
dude,
we were in line
at Jamba Juice. I look over and I'm like, in my head, I was like, oh, that's cool. It's Kanye West. And I was like,
so I was just Kanye was
like,
chilling.
I was like, hey, Tim, don't freak out. But Kanye West is outside. He's like, okay, Fredo.
And we were with a group of like six girls, and we went over to them. We're like, all right, so here's the deal. We're gonna go talk to Kanye. Mm-hmm. We're gonna try to get a picture, but you guys need to be cool.
Be chill.
Like, you need to be chill. Don't ruin this for us, whatever. All
right.
We go out. All the girls are totally chill. Couldn't give a fuck. Me and Alfredo are like, oh shit, it's Kanye West. Like, we lose our minds.
We lost our shit, but we got our picture.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. When you came home to tell me that, when you came home from interviewing or talking to Chris Jericho, I don't know nothing about your graduation or any of that shit, but those 2 days.
All the important stuff.
Holy shit.
Those were the days, man. I want to do all the morning show stuff.
I don't like it, but I keep sipping from it.
Dude, this is step one. Step one. Denial. It's time for PSL of this best friend, XOXO. You can go to kindoffunny.com/best friend, just like Mike Posebon did, Dr. Pays. He's shouting out Sean Stinky. I met Sean at Edmonton at the after party for Heel Kick. We were both there to meet our hero, Greg Miller, and struck up a conversation at the bar. I mentioned I had recently started my own video game music podcast, VGM Generations, and Sean added it to his phone right there. Since then, he's been our number one fan. We've been producing the podcast for a little over 2 years now, and it's been hard to grow our fan base, but when I'm feeling discouraged, I always think, do it for Sean. So shout out to Sean for being the best fan a little podcast could ever ask for. What a fun little story.
Damn, that's awesome.
I like that shit.
Keep on the grind, man.
We need more Sean's out there.
Keep you know on the mean? Grind. You never know where it's going to take you. And at the end of the day, it looks good on your resume.
It definitely
you know
does, dude.
I mean?
Do your
like
thing.
Like, if you're applying to a place that does podcast type of stuff, they're not going to care how many viewers you have on it. All they care about is that you're doing it. That's it.
So do it.
Keep that hustle
funny
going.
Do it day. It's giveaway time.
Ooh.
There's four ways to win. One, be in the Twitch chat. Two, be a Twitch subscriber. Three, support us on patreon.com/kindoffunny, the $2 above level. Or four, support us at the same level on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. If you do all four, they add on top of each other, four chances to win. That's 10 math. Today's winner is Nicholas Kilborn from the Kind of Funny Games Patreon.
Ooh.
He won Anti-Hero on PC.
Get it.
Bow, 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 bow. Congratulations, Nicholas.
Support any game on PC.
So now, let's get into it. Let's do the old 303. Crazy Zombie says, why is everything inappropriate nowadays? Bring back 2008.
Yeah. Dude, we're getting to the point where there's a lot of like red tape. Can't get too inappropriate.
That's how things go, man.
Shut down.
That's how things go. Sure, what's happening?
Sorry.
We gotta stop watching.
Sorry.
Oh.
What was I gonna say? Last night.
Yes.
I went down a YouTube rabbit hole with G. We're just sitting on the couch. And I was like, you know what I wanna do?
As one does.
I wanna watch I Love the 80s. So I found it on YouTube.
So good.
VH1. Of course. And then I found it. I was like, I had never watched I Love the 2000s because that was what was happening. I'm like, this is way too close to us, whatever. Started watching it last night. That show's fantastic. And we're like, I was watching it for 2008 and just seeing all the shit happening. I was like, this is bringing me back. It's been 10 years now.
Damn.
You should do it. I highly recommend it to everybody. You're going to be so surprised. Seeing Exhibit Pimp My Ride and shit, I'm like, damn.
Dude, I already know, like, just watching that is going to take me down a different rabbit hole watching my favorite moments of, like, within those years. And I already tell them I have my Spotify out and be like, yep, remember that jam?
Yeah, dude.
Add that all in my playlist.
The 2000s were a special time.
It was a good time.
Crank that
Soulja Boy. I'm excited for prom. I'm excited for prom's
going to be good. A lot of people have been asking, because it's 80s versus 90s themed. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, but what about like the era we grew up in? You know, the 2000s, 2010. Don't worry, they will be well represented.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out someday.
Oh, man, I'm going all out.
Yeah.
I got a little thing going. Jackie's going to be mad. There you go. We got a thing.
It's going to be good.
I'm going to bring out the corsage.
A lot of people asking about Kinda Funny Prom. Tickets will be going on sale this month. We will make sure you guys all know the date that they'll be going on sale so you can prepare. Don't worry. It's all
going to plan. Do I get to? Can I go?
Yeah.
You know what tickets are on sale today?
What?
The Catch Me Outside Girls World Tour.
That's a fact.
Is it that girl? She has a group or something?
No, she just... she has a couple songs. I don't know if it's a...
Jesus Christ, of course she has songs, of course.
Dude, you need to listen to them, they're horrible.
No, I don't.
MechaShadow12 says, Fredo, when are you and Tim going to start your own coffee shop? We're going to make that movie one day. I don't know when.
It'll happen.
It's going to be a feature film.
You know, we might just, we'll get older, we'll want to invest, you know, synergy, numbers,
synergy.
Spreadsheets, documents. We'll
get there. We'll commit. It's going to be good. You heard it here first. The Time Warrior says, Alfredo, please stream more PUBG.
Yeah, I'm not gonna completely step away from it. So I'll be back on that PUBG grind soon. Siege is fun, but it is sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
It is like just pro playing as pros and semi-pros is rough. It's a full-time job.
Let's see. D Danger 10 says, Alfredo, great seeing you on the morning show. I met you in Santa Cruz for the Mass Effect 3 space thing.
Oh,
and then again
in
KFL 3.
Also, I remember D Danger from like a while ago.
That's fucking awesome.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember when me and you chased down Space Treasure with
Kevin at IGN, and then we were like, yeah, they're gonna, Mass Effect is dropping early copies from space, and then we went to go hunt it down.
Yeah, it was just like, it had a GPS tracker on it, and they just brought it up in space and then dropped it with a weather balloon. And then there was like four of them, and we had to go find them, and it was the worst idea they've ever had.
Dude, it was terrible, but it made for a good story. Because what happened was, we ended up hooking up with, it was a race to find it, but then no one could find it, but we all kind of knew where exactly like the area it was, and like it was like in these woods. So we were there, we met up with other people who were racing to find it, we also met up with like developers, and we, as a large group, went to go locate the package.
It was Batman v Superman situation where it's like they start out as enemies, but everyone knows they're going to be good. So it's like we're all racing to get it. And then all of a sudden we had that moment where we're like, but if we work together.
And then it was like, Shepard. It's like, what? What? Shepard, what? There was no kryptonite, though. But the kryptonite was the fucking tree.
Tree, man.
It got stuck in a tree like
100 feet
so
in the air.
High up there. And then we were trying to slingshot it down. We tried to MacGyver the shit out of it, which is like make it bunch of different devices. Some dude climbed up there trying to saw it down.
It was like one of the worst publicity stunts of video games ever done.
It was.
And the PR guy from EA was just like, I hate my life. I'm so sorry. Why did we do this?
Dude, do you remember? Because we were young, very young, inexperienced at IGN at the time. And the last, because IGN was like, keep us updated. The last text message we sent to them was, oh shit, we're lost in the woods. Alfredo might have poison ivy. And they didn't hear from us for like 6 hours.
You're right. So I was still an intern. Alfredo was just like, we Tim and Alfredo the shit out of it. Like, that was one of the first classic Tim schemes was getting Alfredo into IGN just by having him hang out with me until everyone thought he worked there.
That's true.
And then they just started paying him. So you were there, you're hanging out all the time, and then we saw this thing, and I was like, we're gonna fucking get GoPros on us, and we're gonna chase down the space thing.
We had fucking SWAT vests on.
And we're like, what we're gonna do is for IGN for the content is we're gonna have live updates on IGN's front page where we're gonna tweet as we go. But when we went out there, it ended up out in the wilderness where there was no reception.
So young.
So like it was really, really spotty shit of just updates of like, all right, cool. We located where it is. We're trying to go. We're finding it. We've teamed up with all these people. Things are looking bad. We think it's in the tree. And then the last thing was, it's getting dark. We're in the woods. Alfredo might have poison ivy. And everyone at IGN was freaking out. They're like, oh, fuck. Did we just send these boys off to die? Man, Fred Mirabella was having a fucking panic attack.
The memories. What a good time.
I love it, dude. I love it so much. Rudio87 says, is there a video of this journey? There is.
Yeah.
If you go on YouTube and type in IGN Mass Effect Space Hunt, it'll be there.
It'll pop up.
Yeah.
I think the thumbnail is me going like this. Is it?
No, that was a different video.
That was a different video.
God, we made a bunch of dumb shit. What we got to do at some point.
We made a lot of stupid shit.
What we need to do is I want to like get... I'll edit together like a montage of a bunch of shit. And me and you just need to sit and do like a live reactions to a bunch of shit. Cause there's so many damn
stories. There's so many stories behind them too.
Some stupid ass shit.
I think I saw the pictures of the fucking live action Sonic that we tried to do.
So that
we dressed up Kern
as Dr. Robotnik
and put him in a shopping cart.
One of the first video that we started working on that we never released was a live action Sonic the Hedgehog thing. I was painted blue. It was so stupid.
We taped your shoes up.
But there's footage. You'll see that footage at some point.
Mr. Yasman's demanding a Christopher Robin reacts and a Grinch movie reacts. So.
That's a Cool Greg thing. You gotta do it.
Let's fucking go.
Cool Greg will react. AROC86 says, Alfredo, how do you like Texas outside of Austin?
Hey, AROC, oh, I don't know about, I don't know. My ass don't venture outside of Austin. Are you kidding me? Fuck? I know my limits.
Mm-hmm.
I'm safe in Austin. Outside, who knows?
Who knows?
Then again, I have Jackie. She's white.
She is white.
Yeah, that maybe I just ever, I'm a gardener or something like that.
God damn.
Pass on through. Sorry, Achievement Hunter has really brought it out of me.
Yeah. Neo J2 says, back then Tim looked a lot like Cool Greg. Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's really weird. Sure. Zyger put the space hunt in the...
There we go.
In the thing. So there's a recap video. He's put in part one. There is one video where we tell the whole story and like have the B-roll of it.
That's a better video.
Zyger says, Alfredo, does Achievement Hunter know about the sex appeal video?
Yes. They started finding my videos. Also, so, Steffi, bless her soul, she manages social media for Achievement Hunter. She posted the first thing I ever did with IGN, which was the Harry Potter, like, Auras video. It was the April Fool's video that was supposed to be, like, a Harry Potter TV show. Mm-hmm. And that's where,
the tattoo.
Like, yeah, Nick was like, we need an ethnic guy. And it was like, Tim was like, I know an ethnic guy.
It pretty much did go like that.
And I popped in, he was like,
cool. Nick met you and fell in love instantly.
Yeah. He's like, cool to shave your head. I'm like, fuck yeah. So they gave me a buzz cut, and they gave me, like, a Death Eater tattoo on the side of my head, and we shot the video. She posted that. And then fucking Darren Brazil, formerly our boss at IGN, now at Fandom.
Yeah, now Fandom.
Started tweeting
Iron Man in the Avengers boy band video.
Yes, that is true. Started fucking tweeting all the videos and all at the Achievement pictures. Hunter. At Achievement Hunter.
So
and
good,
I was like,
dude.
Oh.
You can't run from your past.
You really can't.
It's there.
It's tough to embrace.
Sun Gannon says, hey, you guys are on the front page of Twitch.
Oh, word?
Are we?
Nah.
Oh, wait, I fucked that up. I want to know what's going on.
Where we at?
Oh, we are.
Oh, we are.
Hey, what's up, front page? What's
up, Twitch? How you doing?
Hi.
I know we're not Fortnite or League of Legends, but
we're close.
Thanks for stopping on by.
I'm Tim.
Maybe
that's
Alfredo. Maybe I'll build something later.
He's the A to my T.
Yeah.
I'm the T to his A.
You know? I'll gank mid or something soon.
All right.
Yes.
Let's do the old, we've been doing the three, now let's do the last three. Let's get into sub-only chat, talk to them for a little bit, and then we're gonna wrap this baby up, because my boy gotta go.
Damn, it's almost 12 already.
Dude, time flies.
Dude, this is going by fast. I feel like when I head over to IGN, it's gonna be quick too. Mm-hmm. Then we got dinner. What are we eating though?
We'll figure it out.
What type of food?
I don't know, maybe Gordo's? I don't know, we'll have to figure it out.
It's gonna be good Gordo's.
It's gonna be good. Interactive Odyssey says Diaz's business voice.
My business voice?
I don't know.
Business voice? What happened?
Oh, I guess when you were saying hi to the front page, she was like, oh, you're putting on your like suit and tie shit.
Oh, why hello there, front page. How are you doing today? Jeez. Hola.
Interactive RT also says, Diaz, do you have siestas? That's racist.
What?
That's just straight up racist.
Huh? I saw what? No. No, I don't. Occasionally I eat tortilla chips.
Shiroki says, Alfredo, do you watch any CSGO esports?
Yeah, I just watched Katowice. That was like last weekend. It was a very intense finals. And CS is fun. Mm-hmm. I would enjoy that game. It was addicted for a while. And I enjoy it.
It almost broke up our relationship.
Almost, yeah. There was a whole, we told a story before, but there was a whole year where we were in high school.
What's funny is we say year, but high school year, like when you're in school.
Yeah, a semester was a
semester.
Year.
A semester
was
a year. It feels like a year.
So it was a semester where Tim like just go hang out. I'm like, no, man, I got to go home and play Counter-Strike. That's when I discovered like clans and competitive teams, like mm-hmm. team play and whatnot. So I went home and I was like, man, I got to fucking practice and I got to be good. And then, yeah, we didn't hang out, so.
It was sad. It was really sad. Disconnected, or Discon Dungeon says, Alfredo's on my fiance's laminated list, so that's weird.
Laminated list?
Mm-hmm. You know what this is?
Is it like?
It's the list of like, you can fuck.
You're okay. I mean, I know the list exists. Mm-hmm. I know that people have lists. I know it's laminated.
It's laminated, so you can't change it.
Oh. What am I like a card? Am I like a holographic first edition or something?
It's, yeah, exactly. The shiny.
That's how I'm looking at. I'm thinking that like I'm on like a pocket binder, mm-hmm. in a little slit that's laminated, and I'm a holographic first edition. And I'm like really strong, like first gen Pokemon cards, Charizard strong,
mm-hmm. 120
that's,
HP.
That's me. If it's not, change it up.
Eric Stifler says, Alfredo, are you still into Halo 5?
No, I dropped Halo a long time ago. I'm always down to come back to it, but, yeah.
Phylan says, Alfredo, who's your Smash main?
Oh, Snake.
R.I.P.
Snake, R.I.P., man. He was so
he would
so,
just cause so much so chaos good. As Snake.
All I would
with
do
those fucking bombs.
Leave my little mine on the opposite side, go on the opposite side, and then just try and, like, you know, float up. Get away from everybody, and then when they would fight on the edge, you guys would fight, I'd blow somebody up. Nothing was more satisfying than having two guys try to dick each other over and just blowing them up.
Playing with Alfredo and Nick was the most frustrating thing ever, because it was just fucking bombs and arrows, and meanwhile, it'd be me and whoever else actually trying to play
the game.
Disaster.
It was great.
It was great.
I'm
going to
find
that.
A character like that again. That's the way to play it. Do I enjoy Overwatch League? I stopped playing Overwatch a while ago. I put in like 120 hours before the game actually released, so I kind of burned myself out too soon. I don't watch the Overwatch League. I respect the shit out of it though. What they're doing with that is amazing.
Mm-hmm. And he's addicted.
It's Blizzard, man. They just do everything.
They on that level,
right?
Dude.
Like,
they
just
do
know
shit
what
right.
they're doing.
All right, let's get one more good one.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Ooh.
Oh, Interactive Artist, he says, Fredo, I apologize for the siestas remark. I grew up in Italy, and I have fond memories of nap time. Also, do you know about Fredo frogs? They're chocolates here in Australia. Allow me to send you a box and apology. I was fine, man. You shouldn't actually feel bad.
Yeah, I mean, we're just joking. Or not. Ever heard of a SOCOM clone for PC called H-Hour? I have not.
Oh, God. Why is Greg screaming?
What? How dare something?
Oh, Greg.
Someone somewhere. Oh, he's probably doing Monster Hunter. Maybe he's getting smacked around by a dinosaur.
Nah, I think they're going to play in here. That's later. Yeah, we're doing a stream later today of Monster Hunter, if you didn't understand that. Greg came in and made phone calls.
I haven't touched that game yet.
JBCCC says, I need a nap. I feel you,
don't
dude.
We all? Yeah. Dude, gone are the days where I could stay up late. Or remember the times where...
I'm all about that life.
I mean, I'll still stay up until 2 or 3 in the morning. But remember, you can stay up until like 4 and then just pull, like going to work or
it'd
do
be
stuff.
All totally
it'd
be cool.
All good.
Yeah.
No, it's like, if I don't get at least 7 hours of sleep, it sucks.
Things ain't working.
Getting old, man.
Such a Derek says, how is Nick doing? Nick is feeling better.
Miss Nick. Shingly.
from everything I've heard, he is going to make his glorious return on Monday. So
are you sure you want him to return?
Yeah, no, he's good. He's a,
maybe put him in a hazmat suit.
He's gonna be fine. He's gonna be fine. I'm excited. I miss him. It's been weird without him here. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm sad to say we have to end the show.
Oh.
So that Greg Miller and Andrew Renee can do Kind of Funny Games. Hey, I'm wrapping up.
What up, girl? How you doing?
Good.
Hey, look good.
It's time. It is time. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Alfredo, thank you. You guys should follow him at Alfredo Plays on Twitter, twitch.tv/AlfredoPlays. Support him at Achievement Hunter. Leave nice comments about him on the Achievement Hunter videos. And do all the things, right?
Yeah, become a first member. Watch all our cool content. We have lots of awesome shows and podcasts and Let's Plays.
If you become a first member on Rooster Teeth, use the promo code Kinda Funny.
There you go.
We get credit for that, and we appreciate it a lot. Until next time, I love you.